New Alberta Voices. Tonight on Vanishing Point, we present the first of three winners in the 1988 Write for Radio competition, co-sponsored by Vanishing Point and Alberta Culture. The entries from a variety of Alberta writers with varying degrees of experience and recognition were blind juried by Ruth Fraser, William Lane, and Mark Schoenberg, with Bill Law from CBC Edmonton as chair and animator. The winners also received a workshop in Edmonton in June with a company of professional Alberta actors. Tonight's winning entry, The Man Who Collected Women, was written by Rose Scollard of Calgary and produced for Vanishing Point in Edmonton by Mark Schoenberg. Here's The Man Who Collected Women by Rose Scollard.
So, what do you think, Nadine?
God, Tony. When you said you had something interesting to show me, you weren't kidding. How long have you been working on this?
2 years.
You've got a surefire thing here. It's just so incredibly... Well, what is it? Satisfying. Yes. It's the satisfaction of species observed and recognized.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Really? Every one of these women seems like a type to me. An individual, and yet a universally recognizable character.
Good, well, good.
You feel you know everything about them. This one, Bonnie, has to be a waitress.
She was, as a matter of fact.
And this, what's her name, Dolores, is a welfare mother. I sense a child at her heels. She's someone who's given up, and I feel she's usually surrounded by cigarette smoke.
She was a chain smoker.
It's incredible. The numinous quality of the pieces. As though you've discovered some magic life force to put in them. I don't know how you did it, Tony. I mean, these don't look like models. They look like you took real women and shrunk them down.
Actually, it's an old family recipe. My great-great-uncle was a headhunter in the Amazon.
I mean, look at this one, Nora. Her earrings. How did you get pearls that tiny?
They're just tiny beads. It's all an illusion, Nadine.
But look at her fingers, each knuckle so carefully wrought. And the fingernails. They look like real fingernails and real flesh. It's all so... Well, what can I say? It's an art, and you're an artist.
It's just epoxy and acrylic and close attention to detail.
With a little bit of magic thrown in.
So, do we have a show?
We have a show. How does 5 weeks from tomorrow sound?
5 weeks? Well, that's a bit soon. I need more time than that.
Why? These are ready to show.
These are, but... Well, the collection isn't complete.
It's complete enough, Tony. Normally, I give more lead time, but there's been a cancellation. The next lot doesn't come up for 6 months. I'd advise you to take it.
You're the boss.
Look at the crowd in here. We're never going to get a table, Tony.
Oh, sure we will. Listen to that music, hey, Russ? Those Shea boys are hard to beat. Isn't that just the greatest sound?
I like my music mean, hard, and acid. Just like my women.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing. Hey, look, there's a table over there. Hustle your butt, man, or we'll lose it.
Hi, guys. I'm Linda.
All right, Linda.
What can I get
you? You got great hair, Linda.
Really?
The way it's all gnawed at the ends? How do you get it to go like that?
I use little animals. They chew on it while I'm sleeping.
Hey, Tony, a kidder.
So, what can I get you guys?
A couple of drafts.
Same for me, Linda.
4 drafts. Won't be a minute.
There's one for your collection, eh, Tony?
I must have a dozen just like her.
Yeah, but with a red leather mini and a silver snake winding up her arm.
It's only a bracelet, Russ.
When is the show yours happening, anyway?
In about 4 weeks. I just hope I'll be ready.
Come on, you must have enough women for 3 shows. What have you got, a couple hundred?
97. But numbers don't mean anything. It's the... Oh, I don't know. The collection just doesn't seem complete somehow. It needs something unusual, something power. I need a piece that will pull it all together and get the adrenaline flowing in the viewer.
2 yard, guys. Poor draft, wasn't it?
Hey, how about that one over there?
The blonde? Wide shoulders and pinched-in waist?
Yeah, the one that looks like a 40s movie star. Like one of the Lane sisters or something. What do you think? Typical girl next door. Fresh, common sense, sexy, outgoing, a little too strong, maybe.
A come hither in her eye and a ring on every finger. Give me a break, Russ.
I hate to hold you guys back from stalking your harem, but that'll be 420.
I'll get it, Tony. There you go, Linda.
Oh, keep the change, okay?
Thanks. Do you mind telling me what you guys were doing?
Oh, you mean the blonde? It's Tony here. He collects women.
Oh, yeah? How did he do that?
He absorbs them through his eyes, and they come out through his fingers. If you smile pretty, he might collect you.
No, thanks.
Hey, Tony could make you famous.
Forget it. I got work to do.
Hey, Linda, over here. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Keep your socks on.
Hey, man. Doesn't that get to you?
What?
Reluctance. When a woman's reluctant like that, doesn't it just make you want to collect her?
Sure, Russ.
I'd sure like to collect her. I surely would.
Keep your pants on. I've already done it.
No kidding! You've done, Linda?
Well, almost done. I've been working on it.
You sneaky son. You know, that's what really gets me about you. You go around pretending you're acting from superior motives, and all the time...
Shh, shh, shh. I want to hear this.
In wisdom there lived a fair damsel.
I told you this music was good, didn't I?
I guess so.
Who's that? I don't know. It might be the sister. The O'Shea's are supposed to have a sister who sings. Morgan O'Shea or Morgana or something. I've heard her on some of their tapes, but I've never actually seen her.
Moody-looking type, isn't she? You wouldn't want to cross her.
What?
What is it?
Oh, yes. Yes. She's it.
The singer? What about her?
She's it. She's the one.
I can't believe you've done another one since I last saw you.
As this little piece here.
Oh, wonderful. Look at that bracelet and the punky hair.
She's got to be a barmaid.
She works at the bar where the singer I told you about is appearing.
Oh, right. Let's see the singer of yours. What did you say her name was? Morgan?
Morgana. She's not finished yet.
But I'd get an idea, at least.
I'd prefer not. To tell you the truth, she's been giving me some trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Anyone home?
Come on in, Russ.
I always feel spinny when I'm here. I don't know how you can work surrounded by all these women.
I won't be here much longer. Russ, this is Nadine Greenwood.
Greenwood's gallery, right? Pleased to meet you, Nadine.
Are you another fan of Tony's work, Russ?
You bet. Hey, man, it's Linda.
Careful. She's not pinned down yet.
It's Linda, for sure. Look at that hair. Just like little animals. Really little animals. We're chewing at it. How do you do that? And the snake bracelet. Is that real silver?
No, just...
I know, epoxy and acrylic. But the mini is real leather. Sure it is. Linda Scarlet Mini.
I was just pinning her when you came in. I'm putting her on this leopard skin background.
Yeah, it suits.
Just like her futon.
What?
Well, she sleeps on a leopard skin futon.
You've seen her futon?
No, I just know that's what she sleeps on.
But how?
You can just tell by looking at them. See this one with the pearl earrings? She sleeps in Laura Ashley.
Mm.
What?
Laura Ashley wallpaper. Laura Ashley bedspread. Her nightgown is probably Laura Ashley print. And she uses lavender soap, or rose, and spreads her toast with currant jam. She's typical of her species. Look! Tony's going to pin Linda.
I don't know if I want to watch this.
That pin looks real. You're not going to tell me that's epoxy and acrylic.
No. It's silver.
I just don't see the pins, Tony. They're creepy. Don't you think they're creepy? I just don't see why the dolls can't be freestanding.
But that's part of the idea, isn't it? It's supposed to be a collection.
They're women, not butterflies.
But that's exactly the comparison he's making, isn't it, Tony? Women as butterflies, as glorious species. The pins do that. If they were freestanding, it wouldn't be the same.
Well, I think what I'm really trying to do with the
Besides, the pins add something. Oh, I don't know, a little frisson of fear, sexuality. At any rate, I always get a flutter looking at them. And if it disturbs someone, so what? That's what art is all about, isn't it? Provocation.
Provocation's part of it, yes, but I think you're missing my main point, Nadine.
Really?
What I'm trying to show, and I think you already pointed to it earlier, is the inevitability in these women's lives. They're pinned to these roles.
Oh, God, you're so right.
Oh, society has pinned them. Whatever it is, they're trapped. However beautiful and interesting they are, their behavior is inevitable and predictable.
Yes!
Sounds like a lot of hooey to me. What are you looking for, the hammer?
Yeah, that little one over there. This is always the delicate part. Don't want to disturb anything. And
you like doing this, don't you?
What?
It really turns you on, driving that little pin through them.
It does not turn me on. I won't deny that I feel better once they're pinned. It's the satisfaction of finishing something, okay?
So finish off, Linda, Tony. I can't wait to see her mounted.
Yeah. Where was I?
You were putting the pin in.
All right. You always have to be careful not to smash anything. And there. What?
Linda moved. I saw her move.
Don't be crazy.
I did. I saw her squirm as the pin went in.
You've got an overactive imagination, Russ.
Hey, Tony, old buddy. I thought I'd find you here.
Still researching, huh?
Yeah. I'm getting closer. I think tonight should do it. Or better. The show's in 5 days.
Morgan is giving you trouble, huh?
Yeah. She's really different from the others. So she's coming from a different place. You know what I mean?
No.
Well, the others come from the outside. Information transmitted and received, you know? But this one's coming from inside me somewhere.
Inside me? I don't get it. She's right up there on the stage, isn't she?
Yes, but when I'm actually working on her, I don't know. I make sketch after sketch, and when I get back to the studio, they don't mean a thing. Something else seems to take over. It's like grappling with my own soul.
Weird.
That face. How can I have hoped? In and out of the light. Infinitely.
Tony.
Infinitely mysterious.
What's wrong?
I don't know. You just seem to be wandering a bit.
I've been in a strange space since I started her.
I just can't seem to pin her down. Shh. Shh. She started.
Hi, guys. I'm Marie. What can I get you?
Marie? Where's Linda tonight?
She's sick.
Oh, yeah? Since when?
Since 2 nights ago.
Hey, quiet. I want to hear this.
Sure. Just tell me what you want.
Just bring me an ale.
Right with you, sugar.
Did you hear that, Tony? Linda's sick.
Don't worry about it.
But
look, I came here to concentrate, okay? If you want to talk, go find someone else.
Yeah. Sure. Sorry I disturbed you. Hey, Marie.
I can't talk right now, okay?
Look,
I just want to know about Linda.
How sick is she?
Well, it was really weird, eh? She's here just bouncing around, joking, cracking up with everyone. You know Linda, she can be a real cut-up. Well, suddenly, in mid-joke, she kind of fades out.
How do you mean?
Like I said, fade out. Like all the wind went out of her. If I hadn't grabbed her tray, she would have dropped it. The manager sent her home, and she's been away ever since.
Where does she live?
I can't tell you that.
Tell me, I want to see her.
Well, okay, but it could mean my job.
How are they going to find out? I really have to see her.
Look, I'm off in an hour. I'll take you over there.
Thanks for coming, Nadina. I suppose this could have waited till tomorrow.
No, I wanted to come. God, Tony, you look terrible. Are you okay?
I'm a little tired. That's all. This piece really took it out of me.
So, let's see her.
Right, let me just clear away here and set her up. So, what do you think?
I don't know. She's so different from the others.
Well, yeah.
She looks kind of beaten up. Like an old-fashioned doll that someone left outside.
Yes. I've been thinking of her as a doll, too. A doll that was lost and somehow grew up anyway, without your knowledge. Grew up into a woman with a white sateen dress and an Irish doll face.
No.
Oh, what?
She isn't right for the show, Tony. The others are so real. She's more mythic than real. And, well, I don't know if I'm supposed to see this, but I get a sense of such cruelty.
Yes, a cruel mistress.
Tell you what, sleep on it a couple of nights. Get rested up.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Linda, it's Marie. I brought someone to see you.
Oh, joy.
She does look sick.
Yeah, well, it's not sick so much as empty. She looks like someone emptied her out, you know?
Yeah, I can see. Do you remember what time this happened?
Like I said, 2 nights ago.
But the time?
Well, I don't know exactly. It was about 9:30, 9:45.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at her. That's all she does. Sits on the sofa and doesn't say twit. The doctor says there's nothing wrong with her. She's just run down. I don't know what to do.
Well, I think I know what to do.
What?
Look, I gotta go.
But you just got here.
I gotta see a man about a doll. Tony? Are you in there?
I don't want to see you right now.
I'm coming in.
Damn it, Russ. Don't doors mean anything to you?
Holy Toledo, Tony.
What?
You look terrible.
What are you talking about?
Really, man? You're all white, like half your blood's missing.
I've had a lot of late nights.
It's that doll. You're still working on it?
Yeah. It's driving me crazy. I've been working on it nearly 2 weeks now, but she's so damn elusive.
Looks okay to me.
No. The face isn't quite right. It's too much sin and not enough sorrow.
What? You know, Tony, I think you should cool it a bit. Get some sleep.
I can't sleep till she's finished. Not till I get the right quality of moonlight and spirit and mythic entanglement.
Maybe you should drop this one, Tony. You've got a great show. You're gonna knock him dead. What do you want with an Irish singer? You don't need her.
But I do. That's just it. This will be the kingpin of the collection, the one that completes the entire inner picture. Morgana, well, she's mysterious, and I feel it's my mystery she represents.
Maybe some mysteries should be left alone.
What are you doing here anyway?
It's Linda. She's gone funny.
So?
Well, it's your fault, Tony. It happened when you pinned her, just the same time, last Monday at 9:30. That's when you pinned her.
I didn't pin her, I pinned the doll.
Well, same thing, right? According to Marie, that's when it happened to her. All the life went out of her.
Don't be a fool, there's no connection. What do you think I'm doing here, some kind of voodoo?
Well, it's something like that.
For Pete's sake, Russ, she's made out of acrylic, not wax. And there's no hair from her body, no fingernails, nothing. A straight piece of modeling, no mumbo jumbo.
I know what I saw, Tony. She looks like a damned zombie. I want you to take the pin out.
No way. Hey, keep your hand up, Russ.
I'm taking Linda.
No, you're not.
You're not gonna stop me. I'll pay you for it.
No, I'm taking it, Tony. Come back here, Russ.
Hello? Anyone home? Linda. How you feeling, kid? Pretty bad, huh? Well, Uncle Russ is gonna fix you up just fine.